we're all wony.
What?
In the club, we're all wony.
Huh?
In the club, we're all W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM.
Oh.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who's sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
On Friday, February 21st, join Student Association for a showing of Into the Woods at the Red Dragon Theater at 8 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. Also happening on Friday, join WONI for a general body meeting in IRC 5, 3 to 4 p.m.
On Saturday, February 22nd, join Club Odyssey at the Teen Center at 6 p.m. for a free show.
On Sunday, February 23rd, join the Women's and Gender Studies Department for a vigil for Sam Nordquist. This will be happening 2 to 3:30 p.m. in the Great Room.
This has been your WONI Weekly Update. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Heaven by Forest, you know. I'm being honest. You know what? Whatever. I was gonna say something nasty about the song, but I don't want to. It is sorry, just a psychological thing. Anyways, I was about to say, sorry, folks. You know, it was just kind of a repetitive song, but it's whatever, though. You know, it was cool. They're cool. But, oh, yeah, sorry. So we're back. You're listening to Radio Gaga on WONY 90.9 FM, The Whale. So, you know, we're back. This is the second hour. We just got more folk and acoustic songs to play. Nothing really that major. But we do have a song by Wilco and Billy Bragg. It's called California Stars. It's from the album Mermaid Avenue, and I love it. I played it at the little hangout I had with my friends on Friday, and they were kind of singing along to it. So I'm like, okay, people know this. People love it. But no, I was sending reels with them, like, you know, while the break was going on, you know. Love you guys, if you're tuning in. But yeah, you know, got that. Anyways, here's California Stars by Billy Bragg and Wilco. Enjoy.
Keep working on, yes, I'll give my life to lay my head tonight on a station. I'm a little bit corny. I'm a wild flower waiting for you. Broadcasting tower waving for you. And I'm sending out this signal here.
Sun's coming out today, staying in, it's gonna find another way, yeah, yeah. As I sit here in this misery, I don't think I'll ever know, Lord, seen the sun from here.
to change.
All right, that was Changed by Blind Melon. That was from the album... I think that might have been the debut. But it's just from the album Blind Melon, so the same name as their group. And yeah, you know, we had some three good songs. You know, we had California Stars, You Turn Me On, a Radio by Joni Mitchell from the album For the Roses. You know, we have that. And then we had Changed by Blind Melon. And the next song that we have coming up is actually a demo. Well, like, a demo that's been released. Yeah. Because, yeah, you know, we can't play stuff that's not been released to the public. But this is a demo that's been released to the public from George Harrison. It's from the album Early Takes Volume 1. And it's a demo of Run of the Mill. If you don't know that song, it's from the album All Things Must Pass. I literally have a shirt, like, in my room that's dedicated to that album. Like, it has the name of the album on, like, the sleeve. It has, like, a little gnome. You know the gnomes on that on the album cover. Yeah, it literally has a gnome, like, on, like, the shirt, which is so cute. I love it. I love it. And, again, I love that album cover as well. Like, that defines George Harrison, you know? This chill guy making chill music, you know? For the gnomes, I guess, you know. But anyways, here's Run the Mill, the demo from George Harrison. And this is from the album Early Takes Volume 1. Enjoy.
Everyone has choice. That decides which way you will turn, while feeling that our love's not your concern. Should I decide? No one around you will carry the blame for you. No one around you will love you today and throw it all away tomorrow when you rise. Another day. Send me down again as the days stand up on end. You've got me wondering how I lost your friendship, but I see it in your eyes. Though I'm beside you, I can't carry the blame for you. I may decide to get out with your blessing, where I'll carry on guessing. Will you leap? Will you make your own made end with no one but yourself to be offended? Should I decide?
With the faces she She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said. Though I knew she was sleeping, I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Right, that was Pink Moon by Nick Drake. And once again, everyone, sorry, I forgot my headphones, so let me just get those on. I got distracted. I always get distracted. Anyways, hello, everyone. So, again, that was Pink Moon by Nick Drake from the album of the same name, Pink Moon. And then before that, we had America by Simon and Garfunkel from the album Bookends. And that song is underrated. And I remember, they did a cover of it, but it was like, I don't know if it was selling out, but like, it was like really improvised. I didn't like it. I really don't like it. I don't like prog, but like, I don't like that song. It's too long. I mean, it has a single version, but like, like, what's the point of doing a cover of a Simon and Garfunkel song not a lot of people know, you know? I don't know. We were just quirky like that. Kind of weird. Anyways, it looks like everything is annoying me today. I was about to say, but, like, I like the Simon and Garfunkel version. It will always be better than any other version that comes out. Better than the Yes version. Better than anything. Okay. But, you know, going back to Nick Drake, you know, I don't know if you've heard me talk about him before on my show. I might have talked about him last semester, or maybe this semester, but, you know, whenever I listen to his music, oh my gosh, you know, it's sad, you know. He had so much potential, but he passed away early into his career because, you know, he wasn't popular. He didn't see himself as a popular person, and I know depression. You know, this goes out to anyone that's dealing with depression, mental health struggles, whatever, you know, in the sense of mental health. You know, there's always hope, so please use that to your advantage. You know, we want you around, so please stay. But, you know, with Nick Drake, you know, I mean, I just don't feel like he got the help that he should have gotten, you know. And again, he led a legacy. People still listen to his music, like a lot of people do. Not just like only like a handful. Like a lot of people still appreciate his work, and that's awesome. And he was just caring so much about the little details, you know. And I feel like that relates with a lot of what's going on in the music industry nowadays, with a lot of new artists. I'm not trying to discourage anyone, but, like, you know, it's hard. I will have to say it's hard, and that's what I'm gonna say. But, you know, that goes for any career, honestly. It just depends, you know. But music artists are, I mean, that's the biggest one. Because, you know, I'm holding my iPhone right now. But, like, that, I feel like the creation of the iPhone really changed everything. It changed of how we perceive people. Changes of how we perceive life. It affects so much of our psychological factors in our brain. That sometimes we don't notice it, but, like, we're like, okay, we're just gonna deal with it. I don't know. I just feel like the iPhone and social media, they've done good, but kind of more bad things, in my opinion. But again, you know, you don't expect people to use an app. You know, I grew up in a time of where there was no iPhones. There wasn't any iPads. If anything, there was Blackberries, and there were, like, flip phones. If you know what a BlackBerry is, it's like a phone, but, like, more for business stuff. It's more for, like, I think it's more for work and stuff. I mean, my dad owned one, or it might have been, like, more so of, like, just, I don't know. I feel like it was more high end, but I don't know. I just feel like a lot has changed since I was 3 years old, or actually since I was five. You know, a lot has since I was probably six, maybe. Or 4 or 5 years old, maybe. Yeah, since I was four, I guess. And I love a world without social media. I know it would be way different, but, like, imagine a world of, I mean, again, we had the 90s, we had the 80s, we had the 70s, you know, we had everything before 2000, actually before the 2010s, technically. Actually, yeah, before the 2010s, like, imagine a world of where the iPhone was just, like, a fad, and then everyone forgot about it. Like, but again, it was made by Steve Jobs, who made the iMac, and all that other stuff. And he has a troubled past, let me tell you that. I've seen the documentary. It's interesting. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like a world without phones, social media, I feel like a lot would change. But I feel like a lot of social things, like a lot of like of how like social situations would also drastically change. But I feel like there wouldn't be a lot of awareness of like issues that are going on in the world as well. I'm not going to bring them up because, you know, I don't want to, you know, because I got more songs to play. But, like, you know, it's good for awareness, but sometimes it can be kind of redundant. That's all I got to say, but I would like a world with it, but at the same time, I wouldn't have made the friends that I have. I would have lost a lot, basically. I would have lost a lot, and I wouldn't really want to lose that. You know, I don't want to lose those connections. I don't, ever. So, if anything, it brought me some hope. Maybe I would have made those connections without social media. Who knows? But, you know, You never know. You only live once. And anyways, here's the song Blackbird by the Beatles from the album White Album. Enjoy.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night.
Summer's day, with eyes that know the darkness in my soul, shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chills, in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot, and that was from the album of the same name, Sundown. And yeah, so we got, so before that we had Vincent by Don McLean. That song got me a lot, and like it helped me a lot through high school. I won't get into it. Well, it didn't, like, not in relation with the lyrics, don't, you know, but like just like loneliness, I guess. I mean, I'm not lonely anymore, obviously, but like, I don't know. Fake friends. That's all one word I have to say. And that can mean a lot of things. Anyways, we got like three more songs left. I like Sundown, by the way. That was a good song. I know Gordon Lightfoot, I think, passed away during the pandemic or 2020 or 2021. I knew of his passing, but I didn't know who he was at that time. But now I know him, and honestly, he's not too bad. He's just a good, you know, cool musician from, or songwriter from, oh, and songwriter from Canada, so that's cool. Anyways, next song that we got coming up is Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye, by the legendary Leonard Cohen. Yes, the guy that wrote Hallelujah, and I did play him on my first episode of this season. I played So Long, Marianne, but this is also a never good song I checked out or discovered. And yeah, enjoy.
I love you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before. I know that we are not new in city and in forest. They smiled like me and you, but now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. Not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. Kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us. I know that we are not new in city and in forest. They smiled like me and you, but let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
Two, three. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the wine glass out and drink a toast to never. Oh, someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say, hello, you're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. Dog potty bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and the people on subways and trains, looking grey in the rain as they stand disarrayed. All but people look well in the dark. And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. 'Cause if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. I'd never have to see the day again.
Once more.
I'd never have to see the day again.
All right, so that was After Hours by The Velvet Underground. And that was from the album The Velvet Underground. Don't ask me if that was their debut or not. I can't even tell. Because they have like so many other albums named The Velvet Underground, The Velvet Underground, The Velvet Underground. Look, I would love if I could listen to that band more often, but I literally can't. They're too experimental, but like, I don't know. There's not a song. I mean, Who Loves the Sun is so repetitive. That's why I don't like that song anymore. I used to like it. I kind of, it's like a meh type of song. But like, I don't know. There's like only a few songs I like from them. I wish I could appreciate that band more, but I can't. And that stresses me out so much. Like, that's on my bucket list, to appreciate the sound of the Velvet Underground. Just saying. But the final song that we got for tonight, you were not expecting this. Maybe you were. It's Wonderwall. I'm not joking around. It's actually Wonderwall. Why? I don't know. Oasis is cool. I've been listening to them a lot, especially like Cigarettes and Alcohol. I love that song. Like, I don't know. That song's like, that song in general kind of doesn't define my life right now, but like, it kind of gives that vibe, you know, kind of a chill vibe as I'm, you know, getting ready to move on in my life and stuff, which I am doing, by the way. I'm doing that effortlessly, you know. Getting my life in check, you know, after graduation. So, you know, it's kind of two things on the end of the spectrum into one. But anyways, here's Wonderwall. Have a good night. And please, next Sunday, you're going to love this. Especially if you were like a 2000s kid, 2010s kid, you're going to love my show next week. Because I have a mix of both like preteen and childhood songs. But you will notice, without a doubt. Even if you don't, you're still going to have fun with it, because I'm so excited to host this show, like, oh my gosh, it's going to be a lot of fun. So please tune in, you're going to love it, I'm going to love it. If you don't, it's okay, you know, you do you at the end of the day, you know, your needs are more important than mine, but if you have nothing going on and you want to listen to music, tune in next Sunday, you will not regret it. Keep it locked. Stay safe. Have a good night. And see you next Sunday for episode 6. Here's Wonderwall by Oasis from the album What's the Story, Morning Glory? Have a good night, everyone. Keep it locked. See you next Sunday.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but
somehow realize what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. I said maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my
breathe his air. Just know I was already there. Well, I heard you're back together, and if that's true, you'll just have to tease me when he's kissing you. King with a royal crown.
And now for the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically,